Chapter 3. Ground into sausage. Ugh. Quill walked slowly down the slate-floored hall that led from the reception area to the tavern lounge. There wasn't any doubt in her mind that there'd be a murder inquiry. Within hours, the inn would be filled not only with a homicide team from nearby Syracuse, but a clutch of reporters, TV cameramen, and garden-variety thrill-seekers. She knew, from past equally distressing cases, that the furor would die down within days. The wayward attention of the public would turn to other crimes in other places. She had learned, too, that it was a rare guest who actually cancelled reservations under circumstances like the one she and Meg faced now. But there'd be an effect. The kitchen staff would get cranky. The meals would be late. The housekeeping staff would get wound up and call in sick. The guests would get drunker than they usually did, and the waitstaff would get harassed and threaten to quit. The inquiry would be a huge disruption. Quill hated huge disruptions. Her idea of a perfect day was one in which absolutely nothing happened. She and Meg had to solve this murder, and quickly, too. Quill stopped just short of the entrance to the tavern lounge and thought it over. The IAPFP convention was due to disband on Friday. This was Tuesday. It was pretty unlikely that the police would get through all that they had to do in 3.5 days. The coming weekend was fully booked with a whole new set of guests. And if the police were going to hold over any of IAPFP's members for questioning, not only would other accommodations have to be found for the incoming guests, but the possible suspects and residents would get angrier as the investigation wore on. And Meg was right. The members of the IAPFP made mink.